cleanup effort continues. That water was said to have been especially contaminated. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's the 23rd of February, 2017, here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. Give us a call at 530-605-4567 or hop into our chat room. Yes, the chat room's working. Yes, you can get into it. Yes, you don't have to give your name. We do have directions at the top, though, for people that are still having a couple problems. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning, and just as a point, as soon as I logged in on my browser, it logged me in. So I don't know what trouble it is.
I don't know what
people are having.
I'm not sure what it is either. But you know, it's same thing with me. Except this morning, I had to refresh, and when I refreshed, it came right in. So sorry, I don't know what the problem is either. Anyway,
ooh, well, the computer gods are acting up.
Well, no, they're not. It's just I think that it's new, and if it's new, it's bad.
It's different. It's heretical.
Okay. I tell you what, Sun Gold, she had no problem. She's in here every morning. And other people are going, ah. Anyway, I'm not. Here's the thing, people. Love our chat room. Hop in our chat room. You can still listen, of course, just by punching on to the Listen Live stuff. But Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday. My Trish girl's here.
Yeah, I love Thursday mornings. It's 32 degrees in downtown Reading.
You know, what is going on with that? I walked out I put my fingers on the grill of my truck and froze there for a while.
Boy, there's frost on the pumpkin this morning for sure. As I looked out, I went, whoa, and I could tell because I had to reach for a blanket during the night. It getting chilly out there. Going to come up to 53 today, low of 32 again tonight. And on Friday, we're looking for a high of 53, a low of 37. By Saturday, and Friday night, a chance of showers and maybe snow.
Well, I heard it's coming down low.
And then on Saturday, a chance of rain and snow, then a chance of showers. So, but we've got some sunshine for a couple of days, and that's good. Saturday night, 30% chance of showers. Sunday, rain, likely, cloudy. Highs in the 50s, and lows in the 30s throughout the rest of the week.
Wow.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and vet-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, everybody, good morning, and there's a lot of stuff going on. We have Dr. Cyril Myers from Simpson coming in. I don't think people realize all the things are going on at Simpson. And I, you know what? People seem to think is that Simpson University is a bunch of people – walking around carrying Bibles all through the, you know, but it's not.
I always have people say to me, we really need a 4-year college. And I go, well, you know what?
We got a 4-year
university.
Teaching degrees. They have degrees in business. They have degrees in nursing. I mean, they've got all of these right here at Simpson. Plus, they have so many other things going on here.
And a beautiful campus.
Beautiful campus. And, you know, the facilities there, we've used them before. I mean, I tell you what, it is a welcome addition to our town, but people just don't realize. And older people, I say older people in the job market already, can go back to their Aspire program and get their degrees in a quick period of time because they go back and they look at the education they've had. And you can get a degree out of the Aspire program. They've got programs out there for seniors that, you know, different, you know, things about talking about history and political science and, you know, of course, religion too. But, I mean, it is a religious university, but it is not, you know, you're not locked into being, you know, on your knees in front of the cross 12 hours a day. That's not what it's about. And they're out there. They've got facilities to help people. And anyway, we're going to talk to him. That's not what he's coming on to talk about. Dr. Myers, but he's going to come on and talk about all the other things that are going on in the sense of entertainment and music and
they're very
plays.
Involved in the community beyond the university system
anyway,
and the programs they offer.
Right. So what have you been doing for a week?
You know, I just have had some construction things kind of going on at my house, and I'm enjoying it not raining the last couple of days. That's kind of cool. Get out in the yard.
That's not nice.
And my camellias are in beautiful bloom across the back of my yard, and that always tells me spring is on its way.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if spring's on its way yet. You know, because we're talking about, you know, we could get snowed on this weekend.
We're going to get snow.
You know,
we're going to get rain again, and we aren't near done with the flooding.
No. Okay. So we went out into it with some friends yesterday to look at a house they might be interested in on the river.
Good time to look.
Well, let me tell you, we walked around and we looked in the house, and you know, it's a house, but it's on the river. All Linda would do is she'd go, this is a nice aspect, and then she'd go back to the back door. And she look at the river. The river and the people who had been there the day before, she goes, oh. Because it's close to the river.
Right now, it's a lot closer than it normally is.
And she said, well, yesterday, you know, you could go out there to this wall, and then there's this a walkway down to the river where you could, you know, like in cement and all this, where you can fish. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's got one of those wrought iron fence, you know, railings that goes down. Uh-huh. And, you know, in the cement. And you go back, and guess what? The water is all the way up to the top step of that. Uh-huh. And she goes, oh, that's just been since yesterday. So as we're walking around the house, you come back, and there's Linda. We come out, oh, look at this, look at this. And she go back and look. She says, that water's come up since we've been here.
This water is
like close to this house. I mean, it's still got a good eight feet to go, but.
Oh, no. I was in some of them down in Anderson. When the water was up past the 79, they said that they were pumping, and it was actually pumping about 82. I knew that the minute I walked into several of those homes because I've been there a lot, and I know what 79 does. I know what 82 does, and standing on one patio in the back, the little house right on, I mean, not the great big new house they built right on the river, on the bridge, on
now
Airport
in the
Road.
River.
No, on Airport Road. There was an old house there. Everybody watched the construction of that brand new house. Standing on the patio, and I could put my hand in the water.
Yeah. Well, this one had gone up like 5 feet at least since yesterday.
Yeah. Did you see the video of the top gates at Shasta being tested?
Yes. Yeah,
they showed that for the first time.
Tallest man-made waterfall in the country.
There you go. Well, and the other thing too on it is when you look and you see where you think you know where the river is or this because it's not a wide part of the river, but it goes now. It goes for 100 yards because it's out out over the banks and heading that way. You know, of course, it goes to the lowest areas there. But you're trying to figure out, well, where is the river itself? And so you go over there and you see where the trees are, and you figure that's probably where the riverbank was. But, oh, my gosh, that water's
so boat docks way out that are still attached, but they're floating kind of freelance out.
Oh.
And a couple of them have come loose. They've hit the beams down there at the river or the bridge. Crossing the Sacramento River.
Well, they've had picnic tables coming down, going down river, and all types of things. So
boats, picnic tables, docks.
Oh, I tell you. And Linda says, this could flood. And I said, yeah, it could, but, you know, the house needs a little work. Buy it, get flood insurance. You know?
Well, let
the water come on in, and that gives you new floors, new electrical outlets. It gives you new cabinets. It gives you new everything. Everything the water hits, it's gone.
As long as you have flood insurance.
Well, see, you know what? I wonder if that's why they won't turn loose of these flood maps, because you're going to find out that every place around here is in a flood plain.
I don't understand why, because we had flood maps, and there are flood areas.
There's flood maps out there.
There's houses built in flood areas all over.
But the new ones are not being reclamation says it's for security reasons.
I don't think, you know what, it's security reasons because they know is that everybody's going to have to buy flood insurance, probably. I think I'm safe where I'm at. I think Bob's safe.
Yeah.
Do you know, I just wonder if they haven't made some dramatic changes that they failed to let anybody know about.
Well, you know, it could be.
Because the old maps were readily available. And there are homes. We used to point that out in the Planning Commission. We used to point it out in LAFCO. We pointed out all kinds of things where there were subdivisions in floodplains all over this county. Been built in the flood. Well, I bet they've made some really drastic changes and have failed to notify the property owners. And so... Here we go again, huh?
Yeah.
This state's in real trouble. I got to see.
Okay, well, we got to take a break here, and we can talk about that because we got a lot of things going on today. But what were you going to say, Bob?
Oh, Shasta Lake on Tuesday actually recorded an additional 5 inches of rain, remaining about 12 feet from the top now. So they've got that little bit of cushion left.
Yeah, a little bit.
5 inches at 76 inches on the season.
Wow.
Linda's been sick for now for, 10 days. And so the saving grace on this, sleep number, her sleep number bed. She has maintained her sleep number setting of 40 the whole time. And when I come in, she's got a paper bag filled with, Kleenexes. You know, every time I come home, I just bring another, puffs to her. And but now, it's getting a lot. I think she's finally licked it this time. But she thought she had it down and it kind of circled around. But I tell you what, when you're in bed a long time, you realize that how important that mattress is, and if you need to adjust it, if you don't have a sleep number mattress, you can't adjust it. You just can't adjust it. But
and we've all had beds in the past. I haven't for a lot of years because my sleep number is 55.
My
sleep number setting, and it's been that way for a long time. But I've had my sleep number bed for over 10 years.
Well, you know what? And we've had ours now for 3 years, and we can't. It's my sleep number setting 60. And right now, you can get a sleep number bed at some of the lowest prices in the season, really. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. A queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. So it's under $600 there. And plus all the other great things you can get. But you have to go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on down and see Janice or Brian or any of the professionals down there and see how this bed can actually help you sleep better. And if you're sleeping better, you're going to feel better. The three pillars: sleep or rest, diet, and exercise. All of this at Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's talk about Bethel Church pulling Redding's chestnuts out of the fire, maybe. We'll be right back.
Somewhere in a lonely hotel room, there's a guy starting to realize that eternal fate has turned his back on him.
Fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RVs, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zip Line, Dakota Fred. All this with once-a-year-only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Having a great day?
Yeah.
You know
it's
what?
A great day.
It is a great day. So let's just run right into this. You know, I was going to talk about the $500,000 and the fact that we don't have any money here in the city of Reading. But one of the reasons we don't is because, as Kurt Starman said yesterday, with CalPERS changing the rules and changing how much money they're making, you know, that from 7.5% to 7%. He's saying is that we're going to go from paying 50 cents a dollar for health care and all this for CalPERS to 70 to 75 cents a dollar out of the dollar that we get. Well, then that means we shut down the cities and the counties because you can't run a city on 25 cents out of each dollar.
No. No, you can't.
You can't. And so, okay, but part of this problems we're having is the amount of money that Brown and this legislature are spending on stuff that just don't have anything to do with keeping the infrastructure going.
Well, and the state, the issue is we are spending billions of dollars a year on programs for the illegals, the welfare population. We concentrate on people who don't work, on people who are in this country illegally, on people who are not committing anything. Now, we have the best welfare programs anywhere. We have people moving in here all the time. So what we've got is a revolving door in this state where everybody who does not contribute is moving in, and every day you read where yet another company is leaving the state of California.
Yeah, and they're big companies.
They're huge companies.
What was the one from Southern California you just left, and it was like 1,600? Or was it more than that?
Well,
but there's been so many of them.
And they're a footnote. Nobody wants to talk about those things. And what we've got, if you look, I mean, spend 10 minutes on Google or on Facebook or any place looking at the roads that are absolutely collapsing up and down the state of California. I mean, literally collapsing, going away. Major, major infrastructure problems that we're going to have to address. And funding, more importantly, that has been the perfect example is the Oroville Dam.
It was Nestle that left.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Oroville Dam. That was 10 years ago. They said, you know what? That spillway needs some money. The money was set aside, put in the budget to do that. It wasn't spent there. It was siphoned off and spent on the illegals and everything else that the state spends their money on. Now here we are. We are talking millions of dollars. Billions of dollars to fix the infrastructure, not even to mention the impact on the properties and the personal property and the families that we're flooding out, balancing the stupid water. We've talked about storage in the state of California. We have plans. We talk about Cottonwood Creek. We talk about Sites Reservoir. We talk about all these things. Plans were made. Money was set aside. We have no new storage.
We had somebody come on the other day that was from the Hoover Institute, really interesting. Mm. And he said, you know, 50 years ago, we were building these dams, 50 or 60 years ago, you know, we were building dams and doing this stuff. And not $1 or thing has been spent since then to put in these water catchment areas so that when we have floods like this, that we can have enough water that's going to take us through the next year of a drought until we can keep going. But they haven't done it because of environmental concerns or money concerns, not in my backyard, all that kind of stuff. So this is where we are. And now here we are in Reading, where Bethel Church offers up $500,000, $250,000 this year and $250,000 next year to help keep police on the street. Now, come on. Have we gotten to the point in the city where we're taking charity? I mean, And you know what? And I appreciate what Bethel has done. Now, Bethel will get, instead of people who are saying, well, you know what? They're community oriented. They live here. And okay, this is what they're doing. No, they're going to come out and this is what they're going to say. Oh, what does Bethel get? Oh, Bethel gets the, gets their permits now to build their new mega church. This is what they're going to say. If Bethel does this, if Bethel gives them
they
money.
They being the community that doesn't understand the issues that we have and always wants to find fault with anybody that does anything.
And that's true. But they're not the city leaders. They sit back and pop at you. So here's Bethel offers $500,000 and says, maybe we can get other people to offer money to keep the police on the streets. How about this? How about we come up with a plan that we prioritize this stuff, which is what you just did, 17 priorities. The first two priorities ought to be safety, infrastructure. Everything else after that falls down. Everything else goes
But the
down.
Reality is there isn't enough money. There is not enough money available to the cities and counties in the state of California that they have control of and are allowed to spend in a manner they want to make these things work. There's got to be a way to create new money within the system. And the only way that you can do that, same old song I've been singing for 30 years, is you need to create new jobs and new businesses. And yep. How do you do that? You have to have a business-friendly climate and government, and we don't have. We haven't had that. We have to create new money. We can continue to argue about who gets what, and all of that, but until
that's
you
true.
Create
no,
new money, you're not going to have any. It's a losing battle. It's considered, especially at the county level, when people say, well, don't do the state programs. County doesn't have that option. They get reimbursed after the fact. They are told this is how much money you're to spend on this program. After you spend it, it's reimbursed someplace down the line if you're lucky.
Yep. Here we are trying to figure out. And, in the chat room, I didn't mean that you guys don't understand it. That's not what I meant. I'm just talking about people that would take, they take pot shots at Bethel from the very beginning when Bethel wanted to take over the convention center. And people were saying, oh, all this stuff was going to happen. No, well, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And the fact is that offering $500,000 is really cool. But the idea that we need to have churches offer us or businesses offer money just here, take it because you can't run your budget.
And that's a band-aid. That isn't a fix.
And it's not a fix because, okay, so that works for a year. What about next year? What comes up next year when the CalPERS goes up another 10 cents or 4 cents out of the dollar? I mean, 4 cents doesn't seem like a lot, but if 50% of every dollar right now is going just to CalPERS, imagine if it comes up another 5 cents.
And local governments, we've got to rethink. We've got to rethink the way we do business. I keep falling back, and with everything going on in the state, certainly this secession issue with the rest of the state going to secede from the union. I think everybody ought to take a hard look at the state of Jefferson option again, and think about the reality of creating your whole new state.
Maybe California needs to fail miserably, horribly, just crash.
I think it's going
back, to. To come back. But you know what? This is, when you look, Linda drove down to Pasadena. Coming back, she said literally that she was bouncing on the road because of how bad the road is. And it's there's holes in this road that are just, I could see a smaller car hitting it, and that's it. There they go. They're going to be going careening off to the side because they haven't fixed anything, because they don't have the money. And they don't have the money because we spent $29.3 billion just on the illegals this year.
That's right.
That are here illegally.
And that's we really have got to get a handle on that whole
the whole
image in this state. But I don't know how you do that. The Democrats are in control. They're going to do these programs.
You are not going to get. It's going to.
Then why not think about separating?
It's going. Well, I think we've been thinking about that a long time.
Seriously.
Well, you know what? And anyway, it's not going to be. The plan's there. The problem is that these wieners down there in Sacramento are not going to let it happen because they – because – and I'll tell you why. It's because of water. They're going to find – you know, they're going to say if they're their own state – they can make us. They can make us pay for water.
That's the water is federal. The water is federal. State of California doesn't control the water.
This is what they're.
Well, that's their argument, but it's not. It's not valid.
Okay.
I mean, they can argue that the moon's made of cheese all they want, but it's not a valid argument.
I see what you mean.
I would submit that valid arguments have never slowed down the California legislature.
Well, that's probably true. Hey, exactly right.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street. If you're looking for the right gift for that hard-to-buy-for friend or lover, go on down to Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street. Talk to Linda or any of the ladies down there. They have every great idea in the world for you, from Brighton bags and jewelry to Miss Me jeans and all everything in between. All is at Dandelion. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages with our doctor, from Cyril David Simpson, who's going to talk about Dr. Cyril Myers, who's going to be talking about all the entertainment and all the types of things that are going on at Simpson here over the next few months. We'll be right back.
Just a boy man haunted all my dreams, and then I saw her face. I'm a believer, and not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Eric Estrada. Remember Punch from Chips? Well, I can't wait to come to town with America's greatest game show.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Eric Estrada.
And here's how you can be part of the excitement.
February 1st through 23rd, Swipe to Win entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings every day at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. for your chance to win show tickets.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's Greatest Game Show.
Over $10,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be won at each show. Plus, your chance to win $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show, Friday, February 24th at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So join me, Eric Estrada, and get in on all the fun.
Swipe to win, play to win, and spend your Valentine's month with heartthrob Eric Estrada. For details on America's Greatest Game Shows, log on to WinRiver.com. Eric Estrada, only at the River.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Botten and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, 23rd of February, 2017. This is it. Trish, you got next Thursday with
Sharon Clark, yeah.
Well, maybe if Sharon's back. You know, we never know where Sharon's at.
I know. She's out wandering around. We've had a hard time doing the first month, Monday, or first Thursday of the month.
First Thursday of every month. I just kind of like, you know.
But that hasn't happened for a while. So
hasn't happened. So.
I haven't talked with her. I'll have to get a hold of her and see what wonderful things we're going to talk about next Thursday.
Yeah. So a lot of things going on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Now, John Bastiani is not only one of the finest gunsmiths you're going to find anywhere, but he also understands all the laws and all the new regulations and everything else that the state of California can throw at you for buying ammo or pistols or rifles. He's very well versed on that. All of his people are. Great customer service there. It's a store opened by John and his wife, Sarah, 8 years ago, and they have been very successful. Why? Because they have all the firearms and the ammo and all the accessories you want for shooting, plus their customer service is just outstanding. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. All right. Hey, we're here with Dr. Cy.
Good
Myers.
Morning. Good morning. Good to be here.
It's Cyril, but he says try Cy.
Yeah, Cy works.
Listen to this voice.
I know. Wow. I'm loving the voice already.
You ought to hear it in these. Yeah. And these are good. Dr. Myers is from Simpson.
Yes,
University. And the Coral. You're the Coral director over there.
Yes, I'm the Coral director, for Coral Activities.
Uh-huh. And you got something big coming up next week.
We do. I'm here. Thanks so much for having me. We have this great concert coming up for the community. It's called It Is Well, and we are partnering, the music department is partnering with a contemporary Christian artist, Christine DeMarco, from Bethel Music. And, we have a free community worship concert, 7:30, a week from tomorrow evening, so Friday, March 3rd. A really exciting concert that really is reaching out to all parts of the community. So,
well, you know, the Ms. DeMarco is world famous.
Oh, she is.
And
she is.
You know, we were just talking about it on the break here, is that Bethel Music is worldwide. And it's huge. It's huge.
It is a massive.
The iTunes, their downloads from iTunes are just massive. And because of the not just the music, but the expression and how it's being expressed by their artists.
Tremendous artists in delivery and very professional, exceptional music.
Yeah, one of the songs actually that we are centering the whole program is called "It Is Well." It's based on the old hymn "It Is Well with My Soul," and she has recast and reconstructed this with modern language, using snippets and phrases from the old hymn. It's really profound. This is really one of the songs that really has catapulted her into world recognition. So.
Well, you're going to be – it's not just her, though. You're also going to have your choral.
Yes.
And all your music.
Yes, we are.
Too.
You know, we have about 23 women in the choir, in the women's choir. Then we have Trinity Repertory Singers who will be joining us, too. That's a community chorus with 42 members. In fact, Trinity Repertory is a fascinating ensemble because we are partnering with Weaverville Community Chorus. So we're bringing two cities together.
Oh, wow.
We've got about 15 members from the Weaverville chorus, which is about 52 strong.
Mm-hmm.
15 members coming over every Thursday night for rehearsal. And we perform with
That's
them.
That's been a challenge the last few weeks.
You know, it has. It has. This is the first after the past few weeks. They've had to stay over the hill. So, but, you know, we're collaborating with them and pulling together a new presentation of how the choir is presented in contemporary worship. You know, I grew up in traditional worship. We sang hymns. There was a traditional choir. And a praise band was something totally new, totally new. But I go to contemporary Christian churches nowadays, and I'm like, okay, where's your choir? And I'm listening to this, and I watch, and I say, okay, I see 40 people up there, but they're all singing along with just the lead on the melody. And I said, boy, that's a very fascinating perspective on the choir. Because, you know, typically choir, we sing four parts, six parts. And I thought, you know, we need a new spin on this. We need to activate those people who are interested in that sort of ministry and singing in choirs. and bring them up to speed and incorporate them. So this concert coming up is pulling in some new arrangements of old hymns that are really meaningful to me and many people in the broader community, and recasting them with new harmonies so that we're not just singing along the melody. So it's a great, great concert. A lot of the music is coming off of Christine's Mighty album, and also which includes the rendition of it as well. So it's going to be an exciting concert reaching across really many different worship styles. So
I think it's great. You know, we were talking, I guess yesterday, we were talking about, Scott Seaton was on, and from the Northern North State Symphony. And we were talking about how music, they're going to have one this Sunday, and it's going to be, one of them is called Schism. One of their
concerts.
One of their pieces is called Schism. And it's written by a young man, and when you hear it, he says you'll know why. And it's kind of like what's going on with our country and the, you know, two groups taking sides and all this. Uh-huh. And, but the part that we were talking about though is how music can bring people together. Whether you're on the left or the right, if you go to a place where there's music and it's people will enjoy the music for what it is.
Absolutely.
And for what it does for them. And it may be, you know, it'll be different for the four of us in here when you hear it. But it brings people together. It's something you don't have to argue about. It's or take a side on. It's music and it's great and it touches me.
Absolutely.
And so how music could be a great uniter as opposed to other, you know, to,
you know, it really would discourse. It would be a great thing if we used music in this context. They used to use it in that context to unite nations, actually. With huge choirs and new types of music that brought people together, singing in one voice. Doesn't matter your political ideas, but...
Yeah. I actually had a workman in my house because I'm doing some construction, and he said to me, because I had music on, I asked him if that would bother him, and he said, no. He said, you know, music is wonderful. He said, it's the one thing that you don't have to ingest or physically be involved in to completely change your mood and outlook.
Absolutely.
And I thought that's really, you're right. You know, you can be in a really bad mood, put on some great music, and it does. It uplifts you or it can depress you or change your whole mood, whatever, depending upon the music. It has a huge impact.
Yeah, it transforms us.
It does.
Yes,
I think so.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Dr. Cy Myers from Simpson is with us. And we're talking about not just music, but we're going to talk about some other things about Simpson. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 25 years, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. This is who we choose to do any of our heating or cooling system questions. Like, they come in every 6 months and clean the filters, make sure the ducts are working. You know, they just do it all, and they do it right. Sometimes you'll get, you know, we've had it happen before we, you know, went to, Alliance, is they did the minimum to bring it up to, you know, a certain standard. They didn't do it right though. So years later, not that many years later, we had to go back and redo it again. And this is when we had Alliance come in. And I tell you what, I will never ever use anybody else but Martin and his people. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Locally owned, locally operated, and a better-known business. We'll be right back after these messages and rally Sally right in on chat room and tell us how you got the icons on the left. We'll be right back.
Fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Lime Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zip Line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's 33 degrees going up to 53. It's cold out there. Yeah. 53 degrees. Tonight's going to drop to 32. This is a good time to make sure that your dogs are covered when they go outside. You know, so I walked out this morning at 4:30 this morning because Elk Killer wanted to go out. So I can't find my slippies. So I do have my robe. So she and I walk outside and my feet are on the bricks out there, and she, of course, just doesn't run out and just do it, you know, just go to the bathroom like she always does. No, we have to stand out there for like 10 minutes while she makes up her mind, barks at a couple things, goes to the bathroom, starts back, stops, turns around, goes back, and empties herself totally. And meanwhile, my feet are frozen to the bricks. I mean, you can feel it, you know, in your feet, and you're pulling your foot off. It's like, ah! My feet are still cold. Nobody cares. Hey, we're here with Trish Clark.
That's an interesting
weather report's I mean. Always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, hey.
And feet update.
Veteran-owned and discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. With Dr. Cy Myers from Simpson University, who is in charge of the coral and all that.
Good morning.
Of course, Trish, you know, yeah, I do. I go off on these things every so often.
Dr. Myers is – tap him on the shoulder and
I'm
bring
still
it back.
Laughing. Just,
yeah. Dr. Myers is in head of all the music and the choral of direction over at Simpson. But, you know, you've got a great voice, and everybody says, hey, do you do voiceovers? Tell us, you know, how did you get here? You've only been here for a couple of years, right?
Only for a couple of years. This is my fourth year at Simpson University. And if I can say something before I continue on, I'm really here to really promote this community concert called It As Well.
Right.
And we're offering this concert at 7:30 on March 3rd. It's free tickets, actually. We have no charge. We'll collect a free will offering. but it's free, and it's a collaboration with the Bethel artist Christine DeMarco and the music department. So
and the group from Weaverville.
Yes, and the group from Weaverville. Yes,
trust me, we're going to circle back on that one too.
Awesome.
We just like to get a little bit of information about our guest.
Great. Well, 4 years. This is my fourth year at Simpson University as director of choral activities. I'm not the chair of the department, but director of choirs, and I teach music history and the intro to music and different classes there. Voice, of course. So
voice, of course. And where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up in Southwest Michigan, but I've been all over the country and performed really in about 19 countries. So I've been all over the place. Been pretty fortunate. So
yes, very.
Wow, been all over the place.
I have.
So what brought you here? Because you've been in a lot of different places.
You know, I was performing up at the Oregon Bach Festival one summer after I finished my doctorate. And, when you finish your doctorate, you're kind of like, okay, what's the next step, right? And this opportunity came up at Simpson University, and, it worked out. I'm still here. So
cool. Well, we like that. Do you find of course, you've been in different universities and doing all the things you have. What is Simpson? We think a lot of Simpson. A lot of people don't realize, and they say, "Oh, if we just had a 4-year college, we got a 4-year college." Yeah. It's called Simpson,
yes.
And it offers so many different things that people just don't realize that they offer not just religious studies, but you can get business degrees and you can have nursing and so many other things. And if you're an older, I don't mean older, but if you are somebody that's in the workforce already. You can also go to the Aspire program and get your degree. And you can, they've got it in psychology. They've got master's programs out there. They've got all types of things there at Simpson that people just don't realize that it's right here.
Yes.
And they can use it. Yes. And then they think, well, it's a private university. It'll be so expensive. Not so fast, Rambo. They have got ways of there's grants and Pell grants and other things that are happening.
Yes.
Yeah, there may be some money that there'll be some money you have to come up with. Of course, you got to have some skin in the game. But there are so many grants and money available to people to be able to go to school.
You know, if you're interested in a great education, great liberal arts education, Simpson is local. It's a great choice. And we can make it happen for you. We have about 26 programs, but within those 26 programs, we have subcategories within each program. I can speak specifically to the music. You know, we have a music degree, but we have music education. We have worship leading program. We have performance and a general liberal arts music degree. That's just within that one program. Yeah. We have another cohort in the nursing program. Another program coming up in the works is a biotech program, which is really, really great. More toward the professional degree programs, but...
Biotech. That's cool. And now the other thing we're really pushing over there, as much as I can push, because I'm on the Citizens Advisory Board, is really want to get into the software development. And so people can get in and work, get maybe a secondary or a minor in computers. How to do internet marketing and things, because you walk out of there with a good degree, but you've also, if you have as a minor, internet marketing, making websites, doing this kind of stuff, is I think it puts you above everybody else that just has that one degree, because now you can use that internet.
Also. That's a plausibility. I really can't speak to that.
I know you can. I mean, this is well above our pay grade right now. But I did see Dr. Givers the other day, and I'm going to take his dog unless he sits down and listens to me. I hold his dog for ransom. I do that to people. It works. They don't, not so much kids or wives, but dogs. Yeah. Okay. Somebody stop me here.
Yeah. Well, you like talking about dogs.
Yeah. What I want to get out, and one of the reasons that we want to have Simpson here on a regular basis is to talk about all these neat things that they can do. And, you're linked up with Shasta College also, and Shasta College was just on Tuesday, in fact, and they talked about all the things they were working on in their innovations and how they link into four-year universities. And so these are just things that – there's a lot of things going on at Simpson
that are just outstanding, but people don't realize
it. It's still one of the best-kept secrets in Chesapeake.
Yeah,
you know, I
it
think
is.
So. I've been here for 4 years, and I ask people around the community just randomly, so have you heard of Simpson? And some people haven't. They really have. And I'm like, wait a second. We've been the we just did our 25-year anniversary.
I
think it was last year, and wow.
In this campus?
Yeah, at this campus here, but the school's been around for
here.
Here in Reading.
It's been here for over 90 years.
Yeah. We started in Seattle and then moved to San Francisco. So,
yeah.
But,
I mean,
that's true.
Well, we have people that don't know there's a Reading Rodeo here every year, and it's 57 years been going on.
I know.
And can you believe that? And somebody actually told me they were at a softball game, and they mentioned Lake Shasta. And they go, oh, yeah, where's that?
Well,
I said, oh, come on. You know, I said, it must be a newbie or somebody coming through. I can't believe that somebody wouldn't know that.
Do you know,
it's
amazing to me the things that you people kind of live in a nutshell. And they, if they came in from the South and settled in Anderson or Reading, they may not have gone beyond that.
Do you know, you said something really, really important there. You said they live in a nutshell. That's kind of where we're kind of pushed. That's where we're told to go and lock our doors and you know, pull our curtains. But, you know, we need to reach out and become part of a community. And we can do that through arts performances and participating in choruses and orchestras and bands. Wow.
The difficulty is what you kind of mentioned up front a minute ago, is we continue to struggle with how to reach out and how to get our message to the population out there that needs to hear it, whatever that message is.
And we
struggle with that. I think that's one of the things a new business starting of any kind or a new establishment coming into a community. How do we let the people know we're there? I run the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. Mm-hmm. We've had some interaction with Simpson and some things in the past. And I was on the board of supervisors when Simpson first established here.
Yeah.
Trying to get the message about how those things interact and continually I have people say, now, what senior center is that? I didn't know there was a senior center in Anderson.
Yeah.
We, again, have been there for over 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how we... We continue to struggle and do that.
Yes.
Certainly this concert coming up is a wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely.
To get the message out and introduce people to Simpson College.
Yeah, absolutely.
Simpson University.
Yes,
okay.
Tell us again
the details.
It's going to be next Friday.
It's
going to be, it's going to have a world-class recording artist.
Absolutely.
Plus I would say, one of the finest chorals in all of Northern
California. Definitely. I would say that.
Choruses, I should say.
Yes, choirs.
But it's true.
Give us all of it at one time.
All right. It is free community concerts at Simpson University next Friday, March 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in the James M. Grant Student Life Center. The seating is limited. We do have free tickets, though. You can reserve it online at simpsonu.edu/praise. That's simpsonu.edu/praise. The first part of the evening will feature music by Simpson Music students and faculty. World-renowned faculty, actually. Dr. Pinkston, he's a great composer. And he's actually featuring a couple of his pieces in the first half. And then we have Dr. Corbin, who is a world-class drummer and also composer.
Really?
And percussionist. Oh, yeah. They're performing in the first set in the worship band.
Did you know that? Did you know we had these world-class people right here?
No.
Oh,
see,
they're award-winning. Absolutely.
And now you're internationally known because we stream all over the world.
Awesome. So after the intermission, the choirs are going to join Christine DeMarco and her band for a collective worship experience. And, you know, Christine said something really fascinating. It has to do with coming together as community and also worship. She says, I've had the most tremendous experience of God when I'm with people in a corporate setting. She said, it's like perfection walks into the room. You know, we're so much greater people when we come together, right? We're so much stronger when we're together. So, March 3rd, 7:30.
You're a good guy.
This
have you
great.
Back on again. You know,
I'd love to come back.
You know what?
There's,
I bet we could,
do that.
Your voice. We need your voice.
Oh, the voice is, magic voice.
Magic voice. Hey, Dr. Cy Myers, thank you so much. Cyril.
Thank you. Thanks so
Myers
much,
from Simpson University. And we're going to have Simpson on again.
That sounds good.
A minimum of once a month.
We would
talk
love
about
to.
The things that
would
are going
love
on.
To.
Educate this community.
Yeah.
About one of the
Shasta
other
College.
Great, beautiful
just,
things
there's so many
here.
Things going on here. And we, you know, we're a community station. So it's important that everybody know what's going on. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko and retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty here talking about a variety of things. But for the first half hour, they're going to be talking about what's going on with the concealed carry. How do you get a concealed carry, lethal force, and all these, since it's happened twice in the last week. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Conservative Political Action Conference is underway just outside of Washington. White House Special Counselor Kellyanne Conway among those addressing the crowd already. She says the media portrayal of the president has often been misleading.
Donald Trump is someone who is not fully understood for how compassionate and what a great boss he is to women. He's been promoting and elevating women in the Trump Corporation, in the Trump campaign, in the Trump cabinet.
President Trump himself set to address a conference tomorrow. The administration has revoked federal transgender school bathroom guidelines that were issued by the Obama administration.
Under a controversial federal directive from President Obama, schools were told to allow students to use bathrooms and locker rooms matching gender identities that differ from their birth certificates. But the Trump administration views the matter as a state issue, not a federal one. And officials here also say it's preposterous to apply the Title IX anti-sex discrimination law to gender identity. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Cannonball, North Dakota, one of the Dakota Access Pipeline opponents still at a camp on federal land that was closed by North Dakota authorities, says protesters are committed to staying. Ed Higgins says Lakota elders will call for a meeting with law enforcement to state their belief that that camp is actually on land that rightfully belongs to Native Americans. SpaceX has made good on a 250-mile high delivery at the International Space Station.
Capture confirmed. Dragon in the grasp of the Canadarm 2 robotic arm.
That is NASA commentator Rob Navius with the play-by-play. Astronauts captured SpaceX's Dragon cargo ship today, one day after a GPS problem prevented the capsule from coming too close. The navigation error was quickly solved, and everything went smoothly the second time around. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 7 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One of America's leading newspapers has a new motto.
Democracy dies in darkness. Those words appear beneath the name of the Washington Post on its website, though not yet in the print edition. Amazon.com founder and CEO Jeff Bezos used the phrase in an interview last year when asked to explain why he purchased the newspaper. Bezos said certain institutions have a very important role in making sure that there is light.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Electric car and solar cell maker Tesla Incorporated is reporting a loss for the last 3 months of 2016. Tesla posted its first profit in 3 years in last year's third quarter and had predicted net income in the fourth quarter. Instead, the company lost $121.3 million or 78 cents per share for the quarter. It has yet to string together profitable quarters. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The parent company of TJ Maxx and Marshalls plans to expand even faster and test a new home store that's different from its highly successful home goods chain.
TJX says it'll add 1,800 stores for a global total of 5,600 over the long term. Company executives say the goal is to make the new home store distinct enough from home goods that people will shop at both. The first two are planned for later this year. TJX now has more than 3,800 stores with annual sales of $33.1 billion, compared to just under 2,800 stores with $21.9 billion in sales 6 years ago.
As correspondent Jeremy House, more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but claims remain at a fairly low level, consistent with a healthy job market. The Labor Department says 244,000 Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. That was up 6,000 from the previous week. Major U.S. indexes were mixed in early trading. On Wall Street, more on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, 530 if you're calling from out of area. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Now we're giving classes on our new chat room, our new website, on how not only just to get into the on the chat room, because you can get on real easy, but how to put photos on it. So Bad Bob Belongi's got his own photo there.
By the way, if you use the Firefox browser, you're going to have trouble. So,
okay, Firefox.
Firefox does not play well with this chat room.
Get Chrome. And that's easy to download, and it works really well with this. Not only that, now I have a photo. My photo is a 1911 Colt. So, anyway, nice. Okay. Hey. What's it look like?
Well, it's 33 degrees in downtown Reading. It's cold. We're looking for a high of 53 and a low of 32 tonight. Patchy frost again. And then on Friday, we're looking for mostly cloudy with a high of 53 and a chance of showers Friday evening, 37 degrees. On Saturday, a chance of snow and then turning to showers. Through Friday night, and on Saturday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. Then the showers and rain, 30% chance of rain on Saturday night. Temperatures in the high mid-50s and lows about 32 over that period. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. And next Thursday, a week from today, in the Overtime Lounge at Wind River, Linda will be there with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds with Joe Larson on trombone. I'm sorry, I know Joe Larson. Joe Larson on trombone. It's going to be a great show. Head on over there if you want to have a group of 8 or 10. They're going to put up a special table for you. Otherwise, there are tables for that four with, I mean, it's really, really nice in there. Plenty of room to dance. Great sound. It's just a super place. And she starts singing at 6:30. They've got the menu, of course, with special entrees, but your regular menu, too. But you can get steak and lobster for $22.
Yeah. So, Carl, you're not part of the Bluebirds, are you?
I'm not part of the Bluebirds. I sit out in the audience. I worked the room by sitting there.
You're the support group.
I'm the support group.
I am the bag carrier.
That's awesome.
I tell you what, and then when you know we're there, and right at the end, here comes Ted Leidy.
Yep. And this closing the show.
This beautiful woman, Lisa. They come rolling in there right at the end of the show, and then everybody whooping it up there. That just takes us out again for another.
So you're saying
hour.
you're the roadie.
Roadie. Yeah. No, I am the roadie. I carry stuff in. I help plug in. You know, I'm over there chit chatting with the sound guys. You know, that's my job. I know what I'm supposed to do. Okay, Trish, we're welcoming Sheriff Tom Basinko and retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy here. And I wanted to bring them both here because of things that have happened lately. Of course, everybody knows the sheriff, and the sheriff is the one that issues the concealed carry. And Ted Leidy has his business, and it's the sole business, is Northern Firearms Instruction. The people getting CCW classes, advanced classes, tactical rifle classes, all of these.
And it's not
Hunter just, Safety Corps.
And it's just not here in Shasta, but it's throughout the North State.
Yeah, well, you train where? All the way down into Fresno and all the places?
Yeah, we go all the way down to Fresno up to the Oregon border.
Yeah, so that covers a lot of area, a lot of sheriffs.
Well, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. And so you have interactions with all the different sheriffs, all the different counties.
I do.
Okay, well, in about the last week, we've had two shootings. We had one downtown or on...
Out by Four Corners in Enterprise area.
Yeah, Enterprise area where a man was attacked in his car, it looks like, and he used a pistol to defend himself, and he killed the attacker. I'm just going to say this based on what I've read. And the second one was a man in his own home where his granddaughter's friend attacked him, and the family, but attacked him, and he had to defend himself with a pistol, shooting the man twice. Man's not dead. You know, thank goodness for that. But he had to use a pistol to defend himself. So here's the questions I see, because some of the stories I read from even the reporters are wrong on, you know, because they get the facts wrong about CCW.
Reporters? I can't believe that. Really?
Well, it's because, you know, and because, you know what, Frank, you know, they called me too, and I did a part. Well, the young man is a good guy, and he got everything in there like he should have, but he had no idea what we were talking about concealed carry, about being taught about lethal force. He goes, really? You talk about, you know, yeah, son, we do. And so that's why I've got both of you all in here, because the sheriff's the one that issues. And, Ted, your school reaches all over California, central all the way up to the border, to talk about the issuance and what it takes to get a concealed carry. So I don't care who starts. Sheriff, maybe, because you're the one that issues it.
Within
you have standards.
Correct. Part of it is from the state of California. You have to be able to show good cause, which means the reason that you want to have a concealed weapons permit. In Shasta County, that is for self-defense or personal protection of others, and comply with the law. It's that simple. In other counties, especially urban counties, that's a pretty high level to get good cause, because they don't issue a whole lot. And then you have to be of good moral character. Pretty broad definition. But basically, law-abiding citizen, not a lot in your background. And we probably deny roughly about 10%. I was going over a stack of folders the other day that we were denying them, and they had some.
This is after they've already had a background investigation too, right?
Correct. And we look also at local, and then they do a state background check, which the state's running about 4 or 5 months behind, but that's a whole other issue. And we see what the contacts are. But even if they don't have arrests, if we're going to someone's house for drunken disorderly parties, maybe they're driving on a suspended license, they have a couple of 3 DUIs. Well, that's not complying with the law. Maybe some alcohol use and abuse, and that can be denied for good moral character.
Okay, so this is the...
The point being that you just don't walk in and get it with you.
That's
correct.
A
person that has a concealed weapons permit, and I like that a lot of people do not understand this, have been through a check of whether they're going to carry that sensibly.
And one of the good reasons, throughout California, you don't see CCW carriers committing crimes in general, not with guns anyway. They might go out and have a DUI. We do see that even here in Shasta County. But if there's a silver lining to it, most of the time they're not carrying their gun with them when they're drinking. The bad thing is they went out and DUI'd.
They DUI'd, but we've never had, I think, and I've heard you say this, we've never had a case. We've got like 7,000 or more, 7,500 CCW
not
carriers.
Not going to say it again real
where,
soon.
Where, well, no, but no, this is important. And I bet if you looked at the state on how many CCW carriers that are your average citizen, your people that are good people, how many of them gotten in trouble with a gun? I'll bet your numbers are
almost very low.
Zero.
They'd have to be low. I would bet money, because if you had a crime committed any place in the United States that had a concealed weapons permit carrier be the perpetrator,
headline news.
That's going to be right across the top of the head,
right.
Headline.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're
going to
make
I'm
going to
say
a big thing out
I'm
of going
to just take a wild guess, but I'm going to suspect that it's going to be less than 1% of the total within California.
Yeah.
And it's probably be less than 0.5%. It's going to be very low. And you're right,
very
Trish.
Low.
It's going to be headline news if somebody's going to go out
absolutely.
And be a CCW carrying committed. And that's why we keep those standards high for being looking at good cause and for good moral character. And then also on the application, if you don't disclose stuff within your background, Well, that's purposely omitting something. That's being dishonest, and they can be denied for that, for failing to disclose.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you could be denied for just about anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's in California.
Completely
and
subjective.
That's why I want to come back after this break, because I want to talk about there's requirements that the state and the county has, and then you teach, Ted, in so many different counties, so you've got to have your training set to whatever that county is. But I want to talk primarily into what it takes to get a CCW license right here in Shasta County.
Yeah, we might brush on, too, because I know Ted teaches it. I've visited his classes and other CCW instructors, is the use of force when a person may be forced to use their handgun, and then what happens, what's required for that, and then what happens in the aftermath.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. With a watch repairman, they can design it. They can build the jewelry. They've got a great selection of hard-to-find jewelry, and they have
an estate jewelry. Estate collection.
Honest, so much integrity at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, hands, hands.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydro flight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, Live Trout Fishing Pond, Climbing Wall, Zip Line, Dakota Fred. All this with once-a-year-only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. A Thursday
and a great discussion going on. And too bad we can't get all that stuff that we talked about.
We're going to roll back into this again.
Oh, it's
This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club at Eureka Way and Court Street. I tell you what, you're not going to find a better place in this town to work out at, to have a not only work the machines and the free weights, but they also have an indoor saltwater pool facility, so that you guys that are getting up a little bit in age, like Ted and the sheriff, instead of beating yourselves up on the machines, you can get into that saltwater pool and get a good workout without tearing your ligaments up.
Notice I didn't include himself there, Ted.
I noticed that.
No, I'm stud. I'm going down today to the ortho. Not only that, but they have the spa there. So you can't. I mean, it's got everything that you could possibly want with the Boheme Spa. Go on down there. Stop by. Say, hey, I want to take a tour of the facilities, or I want to sign up. Talk to Rich. Talk to any of the people there. Give them a call, 768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko and retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, who has Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, we talked about the requirements. Now, Ted, you teach all over Central and all the way up to the Oregon border.
Yes.
What are your requirements for people to receive for you to sign off a certification?
Well, first off, the sheriff mandates the requirement, the training hour requirement. So in Chester County, we have a 12-hour requirement right now. And so in that 12 hours, we have three four-hour modules. The first four-hour module is basic handgun training. In other words, do you know how to load, unload, manipulate? Do you know enough about ammunition to purchase it? And then the second 4 hours, we teach the law, transfer, transportation, storage. And one of the most important pieces of that is, of course, the use of force. What is considered justified use of force in accordance with California state law, and what is not. And normally, the use of force is based on a reasonable belief of great bodily injury or death if you don't act in the manner that you acted. So you're trying to resist a crime being committed against you because you're alleging a crime. That crime could be as simple as assault with a deadly weapon or even just assault, and then go all the way up to murder, right, or mayhem, rape, or robbery. So you're alleging someone's committing that crime, and you don't have any other options, right, except for to use some sort of force.
Allegation, Ted, is the thought process a person has of being in fear of their life.
That's right.
Or serious bodily injury.
That's right. So when you're in fear of your life or great bodily injury, and you have in your mind run out of options, and you can articulate that pretty well, then you have, we never say the right to use force, but you have an argument for it, right? You have an argument for the use of force, and you're only authorized as much force as it takes to stop the threat. People think that we go from zero to shooting somebody. That's not correct. There's a lot of time. Sometimes there's a lot of space in the middle to do something else that doesn't end up in somebody's death. Sometimes it does. Got that. But sometimes it doesn't.
Well, a lot of things that people don't hear about, though the sheriff has, and we've talked about it, is you're in that position where your life is threatened or your loved one's life is threatened. You've tried to stop them. So at that point, you present the pistol. At that point, it could stop right there. It stops because the person sees the weapon and turns and runs.
Many times it does stop.
And so that weapon has saved so many people that we know of, but you never really see that.
Don't hear about it in the media.
Yeah, you don't hear it, because I know the thing you teach in there is if you ever do that, the first thing you do is you call 911.
Absolutely.
So that the police know what happened. So, you know, instead of you just walking away from it, say, okay, it's over. It's not over.
It's not over. We actually have had a student jailed and cited for assault with a deadly weapon because he did present his firearm and he did not call.
And then usually what happens, the other person calls and says, hey,
this guy just pulled a gun on me,
brandished it, and then the law enforcement responds and has to investigate it. What? That person could be on the defensive then, as Ted points out.
I would never have thought of that. He became the assailant. So what happened was they arrested him, right, the gun owner. Confiscated the gun, pulled a CCW. The sheriff did all the stuff he has to do. $12,900 later.
Legal fees and all that.
Oh, yeah. And bail and all that.
Oh, and your record and all that.
Yeah, they finally, the DA finally dropped the case. Mm-hmm. But it was still $12,900 later. And the mistake he made, well, there was a series of mistakes he made. But the first mistake he made was as soon as your weapon, and I don't care what it is, I don't care if it's a ninja star or a gun or a knife or whatever, as soon as it becomes
ninja
known.
Ninja stars are illegal, are they not?
Yeah, they are. I was using it as an example. I don't care. Point is, I don't care what you use to protect yourself. As soon as it becomes known in a confrontation, you better be the first one on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you better be calling.
So you've broken your training into 3-4-hour blocks. And, Sheriff, you require 12 hours of training.
Yes, the state law requires either a minimum of 8 hours to 16 hours of training. It can't exceed that for the certification purposes. So when I first became sheriff, we had 16 hours. I called all the instructors in at that time and said, what works for you folks? Is 16 too much? Is it not enough? Now we can't go greater because of state law. And most of the instructors said, 8 hours, we'd be hard-pressed to get everything that we need to in 8 hours. So I said, how about if I require minimum of 12, and then you're also allowed, if you want, you can go up to 16. And so that's what we settled on for 12.
For the original concealed weapon.
The original, yeah. And then for renewals, which take place every 2 years,
that
is a minimum of 4 hours of instruction just to update you on law.
Right, absolutely. And you can, and we have a program at NFI where you can renew on the range, get an update on law, and then get a tune-up on your shooting, or you can do it in a classroom for 4 hours, your call. And there are a couple of counties, Yolo County being one, Sac County being another, that do mandate the entire 16 hours. And the philosophy or the belief among the instructors is that it really is just a matter of somebody looking at that and saying, what's the max? The max is 16? Okay, yeah. Then those people are going to do the max. And I guess that's the philosophy of the
authorizing
agency.
I know in Sacramento County Sheriff is a very pro-CCW sheriff, and I believe Sacramento has 9,000 to 9,500 CCWs active, and they have, of course, a population of over 1 million. But very proactive on CCW. Yolo is a little bit less proactive on issuing there.
But getting more so.
Yes.
Yolo is coming around. But those are two what we call 16-hour counties. Those are 2 full days of training. But
is it required to have everybody everybody can have a different class, though?
They have to cover some minimums, usually, and it's set up by the sheriff. And then also you have to meet the state minimums. But shooting is not, or range qualification is not part of state law. So that's optional for each sheriff and or instructors. Instructors can require that they have to have firearms handling and familiarization and range time because they're putting their name onto a certificate saying that they went through the training and have passed.
But the final signature is yours.
Correct, for the CCW, that's right.
Right. So.
If you've got somebody in your class, and I'm sure this has happened, you've gone through the thing and they're doing a renewal, and you recognize right up front that they haven't even touched that gun in 2 years since then, and you need to take them to the range. Can you just say, we want to do more or no?
For a renewal, they don't bring firearms to the classroom in a renewal normally. Normally, when they come to a renewal, they're either sitting through 4 hours of classroom training, which is law update, safety and use of force review. That's what I have to cover in accordance with California Penal Code, so we have a curriculum for that. If they bring their firearm to the range, it's a 5-hour class, and by the time we're done with them, they shoot straight.
Yeah.
So either don't see those firearms because they don't bring them to the classroom, or they come to the range to renew, and then we have them for 5 hours, so they're really sharp.
Different instructors do it differently.
Yeah, different instructors can do it differently. The state doesn't mandate how you do it. The state doesn't mandate that you shoot at all. The state doesn't mandate that you
renewal.
You just,
or
you have
for
to
an
cover
original
those things.
One.
Or for an original. Right. That's right. And I'll tell
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah. No, they don't
not
mandate.
Not a state requirement.
Mm-mm. So Trinity County doesn't mandate to shoot. Glenn County doesn't mandate to shoot. Most counties do. And, of course, I don't. I won't sign a certificate without shooting. And we usually spend a half a day on the range. I don't care what county I'm in. But there are places that don't mandate to shoot.
Now you got everybody together before.
We did. When I first took office back in 2007, had a meeting with all the CCW instructors and pulled that together. And I'm thinking about doing that again, especially with the cases up front. And we've had a lot more CCW instructors added to the list as well. There's more people getting into it. So I want to make sure that consistency
is there.
What
are the requirements to be a CCW trainer?
They have to submit a very good question, because you can essentially just hang your shingle up. But we require that you submit an application, kind of a resume, to the sheriff's office. Present your curriculum in a syllabi and what you're going to be covering and how it breaks down specifically. And then review it and see if they have some course instruction that they are familiar with firearms instructions and handling. I like to see, it's not a requirement, but I like to see some courses of instruction oftentimes offered by the NRA for basic firearms instruction, self-defense courses. NRA offers a large quantity of firearms instructions for civilians and instructors and law enforcement.
NRA, National Rifle Association.
Yes.
We always assume everybody
right,
knows
that's true.
What that means, but not everybody does.
All of your instructors are NRA.
Yeah, we're 100% credentialed
licensed.
NRA.
You know,
you're not allowed to instruct without
other instructors. Yeah, other instructions, you can go to Gun Sight, you can go to Front Sight and pick up more classes. Those are private entities that offer a large amount of shooting classes, both for civilians, competition shooting, and law enforcement. And those are some top-notch gun schools. They're located in the state of Washington and one down in Nevada.
One's in Nevada, one's Gun Sights out in Arizona.
And I'll tell you this. Our instructors are constantly being developed. In fact, I had two instructors last night till 10:30 at the Reading Gun Club working on their skills and developing them for getting ready to teach. The best CCW instructors are the ones who do their own research and they keep up with the laws, because it's easy to get to become a guy that's been teaching CCW for 25 years and teach it just like it was 25 years ago, right? At break, we talked about a different era.
And
right?
Especially now. The laws are changing almost every year. We
yeah.
saw it where you could take a CCW person could go onto school campuses. Now you can't. But unless the school authorizes CCW to come on to the campus. Now there's another piece of legislation that's coming up to take that away from the schools. So it changes just about every legislative session. We see on how you have to properly store the weapon in the trunk of a car or lock it up for that purpose. What they consider large capacity magazines, I consider them standard capacity, but that's another issue with that changing so you can be in compliance. And so the instructors, it's incumbent upon the instructors to stay abreast of the changes in the law as well to help their students.
And I'll tell you, it's harder than you think to stay up with all of it. And therefore, a lot of people will get into it, like Sheriff said, and they'll hang out for about 6 or 8 months or a year, and then all of a sudden they'll be gone because it's just too difficult. I mean, I can walk up to a instructor and say, okay, tell me about SB 869. And they'll look at you like,
what?
What?
Yeah.
Well, we all know. Sheriff knows SB 869 is the new lock it up law. If you leave your CCW in your car,
which is just a challenge.
You have to lock it up.
I know.
Right? But
we got to take a break here. The other thing,
No breaks allowed. Sorry.
Okay. We have a comment here. To be a county CCW provider, you must be handsome, intelligent, but at least one of your instructors on your staff must be handicapped or a retired military officer. I think I know who wrote this. There could be a negligent discharge next time we see you. Okay. All right. We're going to be right back with the sheriff and Ted. Is there any other – I guess before we go, it kind of has outlined pretty much what it takes. Sheriff mm-hmm. said that you want to get everybody together again.
Yeah, and I'm working on a letter to get out to
the
instructors.
So take a look at this, because things have changed so drastically. You know, the one thing I would like to think is that if you're going to hang your shingle out to teach – that you've been through, you know, some really professional courses, and not, you know, you say, well, I was in the military and all this, but you don't know what they're teaching.
Correct. And that's why I like to drop in on classes. Most of the time it's just unexpected. Sometimes I'll text Ted and say, hey, do you got a class going today? And I'll just drop in. A lot of times I go to another gun store in town, Nice Shot, and they have different instructors there. I'll just usually out and about on a weekend slide into a course there and see how they're doing.
I just can't, and this is just my opinion, I just can't see how somebody could give, even though that's what the state says, how you can give somebody a CCW and don't even know if they know one end of the pistol.
And I just want to point out to the people out there listening that this is a good time in to think about arming yourself and doing it properly.
Right,
right. You've
got all kinds of availability to do that.
Right,
even
now.
If you don't go forward with getting the concealed weapon permit, the training you're going to get on your own, it's something to think about.
You're right, Trish. Even if you don't want to carry, you can go through the class, get some weapons familiarization, and then you're familiar with the gun and have it there at your home. And some people, their husband might have a CCW, and they are not quite sure about how to handle that gun, at least go through it, and they know gun if their husband's not around. And that's a big plus, even if they don't want a CCW.
Well, and the other thing I just really need people to understand is with the kids. Go through that hunter safety course. Get your kids familiar with guns if you're going to have them around your home. Go through the process of educating them. It's just so important.
And that's the one thing that I know all the instructors talk about is safe storage. When every time I drop into a class, I want to talk about safe storage to keep young hands off the firearms so there isn't a tragic accident.
Or people that should not have it, – it's not just kids. It could be people with some mental problems, too.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our suicide rate in Shasta County is 2 times the state average, and most of that is done with firearms. And so that's a concern with the mental well-being of people.
Yeah. Okay.
Blew right through that break.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break now.
We'll be
right back after these messages.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2017. It's 34 degrees, going up to 53 today. And I hope you're having a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Best haircuts in town. Maybe even the world. There. Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned business, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans.
I made it to Man's Last Stronghold.
You made it to, finally?
Yes.
Because you used to be getting your hair cut from a girly place.
Yes, I did it. My stylist moved to San Diego and forced me into getting a haircut at a barbershop like a real man.
Well, So did you go in there and tell them that you're there because of me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I said I've been here. I told them I'd talk about you on the radio when I host and co-host and finally decided to come in and try it out. It was pretty cool.
There you go.
See, it's pretty cool. I like
shape around your
Tyrannosaurus head. Rex mount that? They have in there. Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, we were talking to the sheriff about the CCW and all this, and so and he's going to get the instructors together again because he's, like he said, there's probably a lot of people hanging their shingles out there. The point I would love to make is that whoever you take, you know it's 12 hours.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be 12 hours.
It's supposed to be 12 hours. If there's people that are not doing a 12-hour class, then, frankly, it doesn't meet it does not meet just the specific instructions by the sheriff. So, you've got to ask yourself what else is being, if it's less than that, what's being left out?
Well, that and, I have a real problem with somebody who will sign a CCW certificate without watching you shoot.
I know. So do I.
As a matter of fact, Carl, when you and I teach advanced class, we don't take students from other companies because they just can't – they're not safe.
They have a CCW that they've had for years, but
yeah, they're just not safe.
You take them out to shoot, and they're just—I mean, it's—you can see the difference. And in a couple of cases, we've actually taken people and given them our basic pistol course while the advanced course is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get if I get eyeball to eyeball with one of those instructors, you know what they like to say? Well, it's not my responsibility to watch them shoot. It's my responsibility to teach them the law. I got that, and I'm not going to argue that, but. My philosophy is I'm signing the certificate. When you walk off that range, you're going to know how to shoot straight and shoot safe. That's one of the things that I promised the residents of Shasta County and not only Sheriff Pasenko, but the sheriffs in 28 other counties that I'm going to do for them.
Well,
they trust
me. And from the person taking the course, the other side of that, that's what you should want. I mean, when I take and display or say that I have a concealed weapons permit, I want that to be understood that I'm safe with that gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to be safe with it because I don't want to shoot myself or somebody I love because I don't really know how to operate it.
Because you pick up a pistol and you accidentally shoot somebody.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Why would anybody want to have that without the proper training?
I would say it's negligent, but if you've been given a CCW license and you don't know how to use that gun and you're carrying it, I mean, this is scary.
That is, absolutely.
And almost every place I know of, with some exceptions, do require people to shoot.
Oh, absolutely.
As part of it.
But anybody there's
I was surprised to hear that.
But
I've had to
steal I was too. You know what? I got into an argument. Not an argument, but I got in this thing, and I just didn't believe the guy who was telling me, oh, no, I got my license, and it only took me this long, and I didn't have to shoot. And I went, nah, I mean, not here in this county. Oh, yeah. And then, was making phone calls as soon as I left.
He called me.
At dinner, I'm calling him going, is this true?
And I said, yeah.
And you said, yeah, true. You don't have to shoot. And I went.
We went through the first time I got it, and actually several times. And then I shoot on a regular basis just to keep myself current. But
yeah, which really has got the people next door upset because
I know. I just get really irritated
chicken,
when I get out.
They're using their chickens for targets there.
I'm telling you, if they got chickens inside the city limits, they ought to be targets.
Okay.
you don't like the chickens, Trey?
Well, I don't know. That's just a little aside. I have interesting neighbors.
Ted Lighty just got back from the National Wild Turkey
Federation's
big meeting, yearly meeting.
Yeah.
He received, and Ted, I didn't find out about it. His beloved told me about it, before he left. But he went back there to receive the Volunteer of the Year.
Wow.
Nationally, Volunteer of the Year from the National Wild Turkey Federation. And this was a big thing there, buddy.
Well, I was one of the Volunteers of the Year. They have different categories. I was the Jake's Volunteer of the Year. That means that I was the Volunteer of the Year for all youth programs. For all the youth programs. So,
50 states.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. We went to Nashville and hung out for a week and went to the national convention and got to meet all the big wigs and got to meet some country stars, while we were there.
Yeah, what a great place for Nashville.
Run into wild turkeys while you were there?
Yeah, ran into some wild turkeys there. Of course, the first night we were there was all free wild turkey all night long. So The next morning when I got up, I had to accept bourbon. That award. Yeah.
That's wild turkey bourbon, everybody.
They took a picture of me, you know, and they posted it nationally. And I looked like, you know, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, a raccoon had a baby. I was really bad off, man. I was standing there. I was like, I wish I'd have known they were going to post that picture. I'd have done something different with myself. Like had Lisa put some makeup on me or something. But I'll tell you, I got up there to do my speech and, the president of the chapters, he was there. He said, man, you did great because the first person you did was thank the person who gave you all the free wild turkey the night before. I said, oh, yeah. Right on, man. Yeah, that was good. It was fun.
I'd really like to thank Susie who was handing me wild turkey last night.
Yeah.
I kept getting in line and she kept giving it to me.
I kept pointing at where the table was, right over there. I want to thank you for that. But no, really, seriously, it was a great honor. And, you know, what happened was we, as a committee, came up with this idea in 2011 that we were going to ask 25 landowners if we could take 25 different randomly selected youth out of the community turkey hunting during the turkey season. And, of course, then we decided not only would we do that, but we would take them to the Renning Gun Club and teach them how to shoot shotguns on a shotgun clinic. Then we put them through hunter's education. Then we'd scout with them and spend time with them, mentoring with them. Then we'd go to the woods with them and spend time hunting with them. So it's not like most youth hunting programs where we just all meet and we go out and come back and we're done for the day. This thing takes months and we spend months with them. So, and then I had to get 25 guides or people who knew how to hunt turkeys, right? Then I had to get a bunch of donations of turkey calls and blinds and boxes and guns, right?
There's a whole thought process about people that hunt turkeys and how difficult that
boy.
Would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, then, turkeys are not dumb.
And then I had to figure out how to get 25 randomly drawn hunters between 12 and 15 years old. Mm. And then we had our hardest obstacle. We had our – which was trying to get them to shoot straight. Because let me tell you, if you're 12 and you've never shot a shotgun, there's something behind that. I mean, that mentally, that's a pretty good. You got to overcome that, and so we miss a lot, but that's okay.
Let's take a quick break because I want to talk a little bit more about that and how do kids get into this, into the hunting. I'm been selected as one of the mentors to go out there, which could be a big mistake, but in the sense of my witchcraft.
We already did it. You did it last year too.
I did it last year. Had a great time.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk more about it when we get back. Right after these messages, Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're here with Ted Leidy, who is the volunteer of the year for the National Wild Turkey Federation. He has got this a turkey hunting, program for youth. And the reason being, as we all know, is if you introduce the youth to hunting correctly, and this is more than just killing, because a lot of times you go out there, you're just hunting. You're not shooting, you're hunting. To get them interested in programs so that we have a future for our hunting and for our hunters.
Absolutely.
Out there.
There's a reason for the terms hunting and fishing as opposed to killing and catching.
Yeah, we like to teach being a steward of the resource.
Here you go. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. See hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RVs, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices March 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots, surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone
ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I love this song.
Get it, Carl. Get it.
Karaoke Carl.
That's right.
You know what? They asked me to take over from him for Journey. They, you know, they ended up hiring the guy from the Philippines, but I was in the running to the very end.
I could just see you working the gaming casino circuit.
Well, that's not what they're doing now. I mean, are they?
Probably. That's where all rock bands go to die.
Not Journey.
Not Journey.
Blasphemy.
Look at Eagles. Now, here's the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
We had a chance. Glenn had a chance to go see the Eagles. Little do we know that Glenn Frey was going to die a month later.
A lot of us.
Okay.
A lot of us are missed out. The bucket list. We jacked it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys. B&T Satellite has got this great, great deal. If you're looking for a provider for TV signals and all this, why not go to Dish Satellite? And if you do that, because that's what we have. And on top of that, you've got a local guy here, a veteran, who is providing just a super deal. You sign up, you get a $200 gift card if you call them over there. So all you have to do is call over to B&T and just say, hey, I want the $200 gift card. I want to start my service. I want to switch my service. Or I just want to start my service. You just have to say it's BTS, which is B&T Satellite, BTS 200. You can get a $200 gift card. Not only that, but if you're a veteran, you get $100 off your bill. And you can, and if you give another veteran's name, get them. They get $100 off their bill. I mean, these are really great deals here, and it's local. Why wouldn't you use a local guy instead of the 800 people? Because I trust me, who comes and fixes your stuff? Isn't the 800 guys? It's the local guys. So why not just sign up with them? B&T Satellite, 241-DISH, 241-DISH.
I have B&T Satellite. I'm proud to say.
Yeah. I mean, they're great guys. Doug Tooley, veteran, and he's given out this really great deal for new customers and for veterans. Give him a call. Okay.
He was a medic in the Army.
Was he?
I think he was a medic.
Wow. Ted Leidy's our guest along course with Trish Clark.
Thursday mornings. Love Thursdays.
And we're talking about the Turkey Federation and the, you know, how you're pushing this and the people that are helping. I was there for the shotgun shoot.
Oh, yeah.
With all the kids, boys and girls, and they were there with their fathers and mothers or both for the shotgun shoot, where
this is not where you stand up and shoot. They go on. They get, first of all, they get, they're having classes on it, and then they go out and they sit down. Excuse me. Because when you're hunting turkeys, most of your shots are from the sitting position because you're waiting for them to come in and you're being quiet because turkeys have all the time in the world.
They have all day to do nothing.
And turkeys are not like the ones you eat. These turkeys are not like the ones you buy, you know, from the store with the 25-pound breast. These are lean, mean, running machines.
Yeah, and they're all over Shasta County.
They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, you could got some real good target practice in my driveway.
Yeah, we call those yard birds. The yard birds are everywhere. But real wild turkeys, they don't hang out. Real wild turkeys, if they see a human being, they are gone.
I tell you what, I was so frustrated. Whoa, my gosh. You know, it's one of those huge, successful packages of people using habitat. Mm-hmm. And doing this because the antelope herds were almost wiped out. They started them, you know, and protecting them, and they're down in New Mexico, and now you've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of antelope. The turkeys. Now, there's more turkeys now than there were probably in 1900.
Two full shows on two topics that you just brought up about you know, hunting and fishing and things that the way we've got it wrong so many times.
Yeah. Oh, right. Absolutely.
When I was growing up, I never saw wild turkeys. I didn't see all that many red hawks, you know, red-tailed hawks. I didn't see hardly any eagles. Now they're everywhere. You can't turn around without bumping into them.
We went up to shoot squeaks. Remember that? Yeah. We went up to a Modole to shoot squeaks. And how many bald eagles were there standing around? I mean,
they're standing around the combat zone eating those squirrels.
And they're all sitting there just waiting. Okay.
You know, Carl, before I want to emphasize the important part for me of this whole issue with this turkey hunt and everything is we value our Second Amendment rights. We value our concealed weapons permit. We're very fortunate in Shasta County. If we're going to keep that, and if we're going to build that in, these youth programs are the key.
They are
the
key.
We have absolutely got to educate our children from the time they're little about gun safety, handling of guns. You know, don't, if you see a weapon, go find an adult. Do not touch. But we've got to start it, and we've got to get it back into the schools.
Absolutely.
It's, if we don't do that, if we don't educate this group, the millennials, if you will, the kids that are out here demonstrating about they don't know what, have not been taught about these issues that are inherent in our constitutional rights.
We're becoming more urbanized.
We've got to turn that around. We've got to educate these kids.
If you give me the time and the resource to take them out in the woods, there's just no turning back for them.
It makes such a difference.
They get hooked on it.
I have a son that we did that with.
Yeah, that's right. We're having our fundraising banquet on 11 March.
All right, 11 March. There's going to be a fundraising banquet, and it's going to be big, right?
It's at Anderson Fairgrounds. It's going to be big. I want to give, if I could, sure. they gave me the opportunity to give away some tickets, couples tickets, right. $130 a set. They want me to give away a set of tickets for someone to go to the National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Fundraiser, right? 5 o'clock on 11 March. I'll be there. I have a table there. One of our prior youth program attendees, one of our prior youth, she was in a junior high school when she started. Now she's a professional shooter and knife maker. Whoa, and so she's going to be our guest of honor at the table. She is hand making a knife that she normally sells worldwide for, you know, nearly $1,000. And she's donating it, and we're going to auction it off at the banquet.
Wow.
To raise money for just the youth program.
So let's give away those tickets right now. We've got like 3 minutes left. So give us a call at 605-4567. If you want to attend that banquet, and these are $130 tickets for free, right now give us a call, 605-4567, for the National Wild Turkey Federation's this is a fundraiser for our local units here.
That's exactly right. And what happens is we raise the money, and of course, we put it right back into our youth program.
And it goes it all stays here.
Yes. Yep. Most of it stays here. Some of it goes to Nashville.
It has
to. You know how that
works. We have a winner, I think. Okay. That was quick.
That was quick, and I love it. Let me give out one more phone number. Shane Crosby's our president, 530-949-7034. I love it, man.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should go ask for somebody else.
Congratulations to Vince Stevenson.
Did I say the first caller? I meant the 12th.
Yeah. Okay.
No, then because then you'd have to call back 12 times or something, but you wouldn't get in. There's other people calling. Okay. All right.
Hey,
got it.
We'll give away two. Take the next call and we'll do it again. Vint, you're in. Let's do it again.
Okay. The next caller that calls us at 6.
I'm going to give you a couples ticket.
At 605-4567, you also will get couples tickets. No, you can't call again if you've won already.
Not you, Vint.
Not you, Vint. Okay. If you want to go to the, and this is going to be a great time. You got dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You got, you know, there's all types of raffles and
85
things
guns.
Like this. 85
That's
guns.
Great, great dinner. I mean, great cause.
You get to see Ted Leidy and I put our show on.
That's right.
As we dance around. 605-4567. And you, too, can get a set of tickets to the Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser. Okay.
You get anything else? Wild Turkey to go with it?
Yeah, there could be.
Oh, there will be a lot of Wild Turkey there.
And we will give these things away this week. This week. We'll give it away. Well, we'll give them away right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Last thing. Anything last? Oh, we got like a minute left.
So...
Okay, we've got 30 seconds left. Oh. Last
Johnny's thing. Singing.
That's okay. We can go a little bit longer.
Shoot straight. Be safe. And
how do they get a hold of you?
530-999-1822 or usgunpro.com.
There you go. Trish, thank you so much.
Oh, man. Love Thursday mornings.
Okay.
Great cause.
Hey, everybody. Tomorrow, Randall Hempling, we're going to be talking about some of the things that are happening in the unions, in the hospitals, and a few other things like that. All of this tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Ray Case from United Technologies, parent company of Carrier.
Lee Stieslinger with Altec, Inc.
Alex Gorsky with Johnson & Johnson.
David Farr with Emerson, St. Louis.
Yeah, some of the CEOs meeting this hour with President Trump.
My administration's policies and regulatory reform, tax reform, trade policies will return significant manufacturing jobs to our country.
Mr. Trump says America has lost a third of its manufacturing jobs post-NAFTA. 70,000 U.S. factories have closed.